Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Yeah, so, been an interesting matchup. But there's the start cannon, and looks like they're off. It's fantastic. Look at them all pulling out nicely. I can see the them absolutely striding towards me now. Trinity Hall looking absolutely brilliant. Looks like Selwyn W1 going a bit wide, quite close to that corner there. Very, very good form from all of them. Fantastic. So I've just got Trinity Hall W1 coming past me now. Rebecca in seat number 2 is looking very sharp. Absolutely brilliant. At least a boat and a half between them and King W1. Great cheering from them. Fantastic work from Trinity Hall. And yeah, all boats looking brilliant. King W1 coming past me now. Rather enthusiastically blowing horn, but Trinity Hall are absolutely gone. Daisy, can you see them coming around for you yet?
No, I can't yet, Grassy. Can you? What else can you see at first post, Chris?
Well, I've just got them all coming past me. I've got Selwyn W1, about a boat length apart, holding very, very good form, all of them. No one really getting clear signs on them yet. There's a bump much further up the river, but can't quite see how far away they are. But all the top 5, very evenly spaced. Very, very competitive there. Now I've got Fitzwilliam coming past me. Brilliant work by them as well, but they have pulled clear of their chaser. Tight line around this corner. Here we've got Steve Sussex W1 being quite honed in on by Emmanuel W2. Looking great, Emmanuel. Probably about a quarter to a third of a boat length between them now. Lots and lots of bikes going past. Really strong support for both sides of this team. Chasing them behind W2. They're on for Blake. They're about half a boat length now, chasing up on Emmanuel W2, so they're looking great. Daisy, they must be with you now.
Yes, I can just see Trinity Hall W1 rowing past me. I'd say they're about a length away from King W1. But yeah, then we have Selwyn W1 being chased by Hompton W1. And Hompton W1 do seem to be quite close to Selwyn W1. But behind them, we have Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall W1. And they're all very close, all three of these boats. But I'd say, if anything, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall are closer to Homerton, and it looks like that soon we might get a bump between Lucy Cavendish and Homerton. We've definitely got a significant overlap here. Chris, what can you see?
So I've just had Lady Margaret W24 pass me, which would infer a bump between Christ W2 and Darwin W1, which might have been what I could see a bit further up the stream. But fantastic work from them, if so.
Daisy?
Thank you, Daisy. Go for it.
So at Grassy Corner, I've just seen the bump between Lucy Cavendish W1 and W1, but now in front of me, I have Cindy Sussex being chased by Emmanuel, and we've got very significant overlap there. But then right behind them, a Jesus W2, so we've got 3 boats all overlapping right in front of me at Grassy Corner, which is really exciting. They're just going past me now. They're basically equally overlapping at both ends of Emma. Emma has just been bumped, I guess, by Jesus W2, so Emma will bump. And Sydney Sussex are now rowing away. They've really narrowly missed out on being bumped there. So, yeah, Sydney Sussex will be on, very lucky. Jack, can you see anything at Ditton yet?
I can't see anything at Ditton at the moment. I've currently got lots of geese who are about to have their afternoon swim disturbed, I feel, because I can hear the roar tumbling down the cam, tumbling even, onto the long reach as I see Trinity Hall W1 pull round the corner here looking very strong, very majestic as they avoid those 8 geese that are sat on Ditton Corner. And behind them you have King W1. Daisy, I'm going to throw back to you as Kings look to be closing on Trinity Hall at the top.
So back at Grassy, I can see Lady Margaret coming past me, then Pembroke, then Newnham, who are being chased very, very closely by Robinson W1. And there is overlap, and I think I'm about to see a bump right in front of me. The boats are almost touching at Grassy. Newnham are being chased really hard by Robinson, and I'm sure any moment now we're going to get a bump. I swear they're even touching right now. They're definitely overlapping, and yet they're pulling over. So I can confirm that Newnham W2 have been bumped by Robinson W1. Hopefully we'll be able to get an interview later, but I've still got more crews yet coming past me. So now we have St Edmunds W1 being chased by Corporal Chrissy W1. I think there's about a canvas between them. So we could have another bump at Brassy. So that would be a total of 4 bumps at Brassy if that happens. But they're just just pulling away from me now. I don't think they're going to hold off for the whole race, but they might hold off until nearer to Jack at Ditton. And then lastly, we've got Claire. W2, coming past me. Jack, what can you see?
Well, I am actually having to walk a long way from Ditton now, down the long reach, as Kings are managing to close it down to about three quarters of a boat length on Trinity Hall W1. Kings are going to have to go hard and fast if they're going to catch Trinity Hall W1 before the railway bridge. Looks like they might just end up rowing over, and behind them you've got Selwyn W1. Just behind them, then you've got quite a big gap on the long reach between them and Fitzwilliam W1, because we had that Lucy Cav Hughes-Hall combined boat jumping up onto Homerton W1 earlier on. Then behind them, you've got Sydney Sussex W1, who are also looking good for a rowover. And then after that, we had two other bumps there. Now, Daisy on Grassy, have you got someone to talk to? Doesn't look like Daisy's got someone there quite yet, so we'll give you an idea. So behind Sydney Sussex W1, who are just coming past me now, who look good for a row over. I don't think there's been any bumps at the top of the division. No, it doesn't look like Kings are managing to catch Trinity Hall. You had Jesus W2bumping up on Emma W2, Darwin W1 bumping up on Christ W2, and Daisy, who have you got with you on Grassy?
Hi, I have got Bella from Emmanuel W2 with me, and so now this was the group of three boats between Sydney W1, and Jesus W2, all overlapping with each other, and Bella can clarify what's happened here for me.
Hi, so all three crews rowed really well, Sydney, Emma and Jesus. We were in a sandwich boat situation. We think we bumped first. There's contention. Jesus thinks they bumped us first, but we know we bumped first. Thank you.
Okay, so that was Emma's opinion on the matter. So we almost had two bumps in front of us, and they're contending which one happened first as to who got bumped. Hope that cleared things up, or maybe made things more confusing. Jack.
Okay, thank you very much, Daisy. Now, Chris, it sounds like you might have someone on first post corner, do you?
Oh, not at all. I'm actually right next to Daisy. All the action is down here on Grassy Corner. There are about five boats all pulled over, and lots of officials asking around, you know, who's bumped who when. But Robinson, my own college, looking incredibly great. Lots of smiles on their team there. Really well done for it. I was here. Back to you, Jack. What's happening down your end?
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, if you could go and find out from some umpires what's going on, I'm just going to head back to Ditton Corner, because it looks like we've had a bump right on the far side of Ditton Corner. And it looks like St Eddie's W1 has been bumped by Corpus W1, because they're both pulled over on the far side of the bank. The geese have actually now escaped to the field. The geese have jumped off the bank and they're running very fast away from the boats as they pulled in. But yeah, I think by the look of things, if both of these boats pulled in, it looks like Corpus W1 have bumped up on Eddie's W1 there. Now, Daisy, with Lady Margaret W2 and Pembroke W2, were they involved in that kind of melee on Grassy Corner? Is that why we haven't seen them?
There was a kind of second melee that was less overlapping than the first one between Sydney Emma and Jesus. But yeah, they were involved in that. I can't quite see what happened, but I can try and find out more for you in the meantime. Jack, if you can tell me what's going on at Ditton, if anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, thanks very much, Daisy. So yeah, I've got the looks like the LNBC boat who are sort of pulled over to the side as well. But yeah, I can definitely tell you that Corpus managed to bump up on St Eddie's W1. It looks like LNBC W2 are pulling over. They look quite despondent, so it might be that they were bumped by Pembroke, because I have lots of bank party coming up now. So I tell you what we'll do. We will call this division with some provisional results. Unless, Chris, you've got anything more?
Yeah, thanks very much, Jack. I'm just here with Lucy Cav, Hughes-Hall combined boat W1, who just bumped up on Homerton W1. How does it feel to bump up?
It felt epic.
Great in their group and really well rowed. Well done. Back to you, Jack.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, what we'll do is we'll call this division, as we've got the Corpus Bank Party picking up some foliage for their victorious crew here on the side of the bank. But we'll call this division. We'll go and get some provisional results. We'll go and get some final results even from Daisy after these provisional ones. But the W2 division, as it stands, looks like this. Trinity Hall W1 and Kings W1 and Selwyn W1. The three boats at the top of this division looks good for a row over. Homerton W1 got bumped by Lucy Cav, Hugh Cole combined W1. Fitz W1 and Sydney Sussex W1 looked good for a row over. And then we had this massive sort of pile-up of three boats overlapping each other on Grassy Corner. We're not quite sure what happened, but at the moment it looks like Jesus W2 bumped up on Emma W2, Darwin W1 bumped up on Christ W2, Pembroke W2 bumped up on Lady Margaret W2, Robinson W1 bumped up on Newnham W2, and St. Eddie's W1, who got into the W2 division from W3 last year, unfortunately bumped down, so they're now in 17th place as they got caught by Corpus Christi W1 just going round Dipton Corner. And then the sandwich boat from this division, they've already rowed today. They're quite tired, more likely than not. Clare W2 have rowed over. So that those are the provisional bumps from this division. And with that, we'll head back to the studio.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.